This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on 23 years of leadership and governance by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The participants are Virendra Pandit, political analyst, and Gaurav Dhawanlal, anchor.
Hello and welcome to our program. The concept of seva has deep social and traditional roots in our country. The role of seva in governance has always been emphasized over the years and has taken new meaning with the present government led by Sri Narendra Modi as Prime Minister. Today we shall be talking of 23 years of seva which Mr. Narendra Modi has completed ever since he's been in public office. We are delighted to have with us Sri Virendra Pandit, political analyst, who shall be taking the discussion forward. Virendraji, namaskar. Welcome to our program.
Namaskar.
So when we talk of the concept of seva, before we move on to actual programs and policies, when we talk of seva, the bhav, the feeling, it's a completely different feeling than governance, than action, than carrying out programs and implementation. Please tell us a little about the understanding of the word seva.
Seva, as we know, in Indian culture and Indian traditions, seva is a selfless service. When you don't expect anything from others whom you are serving. But this is the concept of seva. We call it nishkam karma, doing something without expecting a result.
Right. And I think the feeling is different because there could be result in terms of programs and policies, but there is no personal gain and no personal result. And that's what makes it so powerful.
Absolutely.
Right. So when we talk of, in particular, programs, Mr. Narendra Modi's vision for the country, ever since he's been chief minister, how changes were brought about in Gujarat. So just to give a little context, let's first start with Gujarat and the different things that happened, whether it was water conservation, providing water, rural engagement, employment, job generations. Just a little bit about that, please.
As far as this concept of seva is concerned, I am reminded of his annual program, which in Gujarati we call Kanya Kelavani Yojana, to attract rural girls to school to reduce their dropout rate.
Right.
This was the concept initiated by the then Chief Minister, Mr. Narendra Modi. Every summer, we used to go to holidaying and all that. He and his entire government would fan out across Gujarat in towns and villages and cities and encourage the people to take their children, especially girls, to the school so that their education, they don't remain illiterate. The effort of the Modi government in Gujarat increased the ratio of girls going to the schools and it really, really improved the literacy rate in Gujarat because most of the girls, most of the dropouts were girls who could not go to school because of their domestic chores and all that. This was one seva, the concept of seva he implemented in Gujarat.
Right.
As the best contribution of seva, this concept, what we call, came to know as Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas. He started with this one in Gujarat.
Right.
And then he took it nationally when he became the Prime Minister.
And I think, you know, as you very rightly put, you know, we're a diverse country, Virendraji. And over here, I think to have programs and to bring in benefit or policies to benefit diverse sections, whether it is diverse demographics, income groups, social backgrounds, whether it's somebody in villages, using those methodologies to actually garner people, movement and get them. Because, you know, it's all very well to have programs and policies, but how do you make people participate? I think that has been a huge win. So in terms of, like you shared this beautiful example, some more examples, you know, because whether we talk about small SHGs, there's something for them. Large corporates, there's something for them. Mm. Entrepreneurs, there's something for them. So the sheer diversity, please share something with us.
Well, two or three things which I would like to share after he became the Prime Minister.
Right.
You know, one is Mann Ki Baat. When he started talking to the people directly through radio, you know, Mann Ki Baat, in the beginning, very few people joined, but as it moved on, many more hundreds and thousands of people joined Mann Ki Baat. So this was one major step he took to reach out directly to the people. Secondly, Jan Dhan Yojana, for example, which affected masses. Almost 40 to 50 crore people have opened their accounts in the banks, which they could never dream of earlier. So these two examples immediately come to my mind, how he has taken his ideas to the masses across India.
Right. In fact, you know, you spoke of Mann Ki Baat. radio has always, particularly All India Radio, has played a very, very important role in social messaging. In fact, it's one of the mandates also. But to give it another lease of life, to bring social messaging and the ability to interact directly, in fact, removing all the red tape, all the bureaucracy with the Prime Minister, addressing people's issues. I think empowering the medium and empowering the people through this, because finally, this is what a democracy is about, right? To be able to connect with your leader. That really happened. Yeah. What do you think?
Absolutely. You are correct, because so many people who could never dream of talking to the Prime Minister from the comfort of their homes, their village or their towns, they actually spoke to the Prime Minister for the first time in their life. And this has changed their perception. He speaks to the students, for example. Every year, he directly interacts with the students. He encourages them that there is life beyond examinations. So he has been a very positive, he has been a very positive impact on millions of people across India.
Right. In fact, in a country as large as India, for people, the marginalized ones, particularly last mile ones, to feel that they have a voice, I think that by itself is very empowering.
True. He has empowered so many people. We cannot go into the political messaging, but as far as Modi ji is concerned, I mean, not talking about BJP. BJP is a political party, but Modi has been a visionary. Even without a political party, he had these ideas. He always, because unless you have an idea, the seed of an idea, you can't implement it when you come to power.
Absolutely.
So he had these ideas of reaching out to the masses, even as a BJP functionary in Gujarat.
Right.
What he has done is, he had all these ideas all through his political career. And one by one, he saw to it that he implements them wherever possible.
Right. In fact, if you see his personal background, I think his ability to connect, because he understands those problems, he's lived that life. And for him to be able to see that, can governance actually transform lives even right at the grassroots level, that has been an endeavor of his.
Yes.
Right. So now you earlier also spoke about the Jan Dhan Yojana. And I think one of the challenges was that for people to have accounts, accessibility, and to remove so many middlemen and so many institutions or people that were actually coming in between. And there was a lot of transactional loss also. And these were people whom, at least the private banks were not really very keen on opening accounts because they were not very remunerative for them because savings were small, deposits were small. Do you think that this was a need, really, like you have parched earth and people just soaked up the rain that came and so many accounts were opened?
Yes, if we go a little back, Aadhaar card Yojana was started by the Manmohan Singh government, but its implementation was not there.
Right.
What Modi ji has done, he has taken this Yojana, Aadhaar card, and he has linked it with mobile phone and bank accounts. This has been a paradigm change in the lives of millions of people. Because without this and rural electrification, this Jan Dhan Yojana would not have been possible. And with the Jan Dhan Yojana is closely linked to the UPI. UPI has been a sterling success of the Modi government, I would say. This is the most successful program launched by the Modi government in India. And India now stands first in the world in digital transaction. Almost 40% of digital payments are made in India, and this has influenced so many countries. And already 5 or 6 countries, they have already started it. UPI has revolutionized payment systems.
Right, absolutely. In fact, when the credit card came in and whether it is about to get a credit score, the principle that is based on the more you borrow, the better your score is if you keep returning on time. Yeah. But here UPI is clearly articulating that, it has less to do with borrowings, but more to do in empowering you with the ability to spend how you spend, what you already have, and thereby lesser and lesser people getting into a debt trap. And I think that is very important.
Because of this UPI, the debit and credit cards are no longer the vogue. When I am reminded of a time 15, 20 years ago when myself had 4 or 5 debit cards or credit cards. Now I have none. With this UPI, for example, we buy only those things which we can buy and which are necessary because we have only this much money in our account. So this has curbed price rise also, in my opinion, because if we don't buy things we don't need, we are going to reduce the prices.
And use of cash also has decreased.
And use of cash also.
So your views on, because, as you said, we have old age, old people, we have young people, we have really demographic dividend, which we are waiting to reap. And I think the ability of these methodologies to be user-friendly across all age groups, and I think therein lies the power, because it's simple to use. So earlier, you know, you'd started the program, Virindaji, with how women empowerment is very critical and very personal to Mr. Modi in Gujarat when he started that program, and, you know, encouraging people to come, more and more women to come up. In terms of women, SHG, yeah, self-help groups, the inclusion of women across the country in different programs, we'd like you to share a little bit about that.
Modi ji launched a drone Didi. This is another example of how Modi ji thinks about associating with people directly. You know, Drone Didi, for example, in Madhya Pradesh also, or in Maharashtra also, the governments have launched similar programs like Ladali Bahan Yojana, for example. You know, they are empowering women in particular. So until now, or until a few years ago, they had no or very little stakes in the society's development or the economy of the nation. Now they are joining in large numbers. In Bandhan Bank, for example, or in Mudra Yojana also, millions of women and self-help groups have benefited from these pro-women or women-friendly schemes of the government. Also, one I would like to add, this Shochala Yojana, for example.
Very important.
Millions of women which were afraid to go to the toilet in the evening, now they can have this in their own home. This is the big empowerment kind of thing which Modi ji has done in the country.
Right. Virindaji, now before we conclude, we just like your inputs on, do a little zoom out on, you know, we've spoken about grassroots level and how people, even the last mile people, have been empowered. Moving to corporates, to actually businesses and building them, because we are becoming one of the largest economies in the world. Your inputs on those, please.
Women are, I have been a business journalist for some 15 years. So women are going to win laurels for the country. You know, we already have about a dozen CEOs of Microsoft and Google and other global companies who are from India. Now I believe women are going to break these records. So several women were already there on the global stage. Now they are going to capture Indian companies as well. This is going to, what you call, brain gain. We are going to gain many women from different countries. As we become a global economy, many women from other countries also will be joining Indian companies. This is my prediction.
So I think it's a beautiful note on which to conclude the program. May your prediction come true. May not only women in India, but India and every Indian grow from strength to strength. Thank you so much, Sri Virendra Panditji, for joining us on the program.
Thank you so much.
You were listening to a discussion on 23 years of leadership and governance by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The participants were Virendra Pandit, political analyst, and Gaura Dhawanlal, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on a mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on a YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsttalks@gmail.com, WhatsApp on 9289094044.